Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
The Burt Show.
All right, so how did I get insulted by a dead man the last couple of days?
How do you get insulted by a dead man?
Well, Kristen, I'm glad you asked, because I'm going to tell you.
Sweet.
So, how do I set this up in the proper order? I was at a radio convention last week. That's why we're in here. I was in Austin on Thursday and Friday. And my background is I worked on a radio show in Dallas for 2 years. It was the Kid Craddock in the Morning Show. I mean, this guy was a mad scientist. I've bragged about him so many times on this show because not only was he my mentor, he became a brother figure to me. I loved this guy. He loved me. We were very, very similar in our insecurities and our dysfunctional family background. So we bonded on a whole bunch of different levels. And man, he was such an icon in radio. He was one of the first to syndicate his shows. He was on 79 different radio stations. We had started to build a business together also, and the exit strategy was when he was taking off from radio, he was planning on giving me the keys to the kingdom. 79 shows. He had so much confidence in me, right? Which is overwhelming to think of. But then he passed away and he messed up our business plan. Anyway. Yeah, right. So anyway, when I started with him in Dallas, again, I'm walking in this studio and I'm looking at him with superstardom eyes. I can't believe I have this opportunity to work with this super talented guy. And he really was beloved in Dallas and everywhere. So it's a little intimidating to sit in on a show like that that has so much credibility, but he took a chance on me, right? So this was an amazing opportunity. So I'm there for 2 years. When he was out up until when I was in that studio, I don't think he ever allowed anybody else to try to host the show before when he was out. It was just like, hey, I'm Kid. If I'm out, everybody's out. Well, he started when I was there to give me the keys to that car when he was out. And again, I had never hosted a show before. And here I am now going to be on 79 stations. I don't know that we were syndicating it that much at that point, but it was a lot.
Which is funny when you use that analogy, knowing what a bad driver you are and how many things you
Well, imagine driving a Lamborghini, which was what his car was. And this is the first time that you've ever been behind the wheel of a car. And he was giving me that responsibility. So what I do when I'm insecure about something like that, and I still do it today during interviews or whatever, is I will over-prepare for the show. That my fallback, if my security is having everything nice and laid out, there's no way we're going to run out of any kind of content because I am coming in there and I am going to have days and days of content, right? Which is what I did. I was reminded about this weekend from who the producer of the show was at the time. His name's Stevie, and he's the greatest guy ever. So he and I are having dinner the other night, and he goes, I think you know this story about kids' migraines. And I'm like, well, I know he had migraines because I'd be in studio and they were so bad that he would leave the studio and he would go in a very dark office. And then when we had to go back on the air, he would run back in there because the lights hurt his eyes. The audio from the show hurt his ears. So he'd run in, he would do the show, and then back out into another office, and we wouldn't see him until we had to go back on the air. So the migraines were certainly there, right? Anyway, so he's out one day because of his migraines, and I show up on that very first date, and as Stevie reminded me, I showed up with no, this is not hyperbole, you guys, 7 legal pads of content.
Seven?
7 legal pads of content because I was so nervous going into the show, right? Well, the co-host, the female co-host at the time, didn't like any male that ever joined this show, man. I mean, cold shoulder, wouldn't interact. She let it known that no, I am not into it. He said, I went through 7 legal pads of content by 7:30 and had nothing else to talk about for like the last hour and a half of the show. So we had to ad lib it, right? I'm so stressed out about it. But at the end of the day, you know, for a first time driving a Lamborghini, I thought I did a really good job, right? Happened again a couple of weeks later. I don't know if I got any better or not, but I was certainly trying. And this is the time where the general manager hits me up after the show and says, hey, just want to let you know that hosting a show is not for everybody. It takes a special talent, right?
Driving a car, not for everybody.
Right, not for everybody. That's not for me either, right? But Stevie told me this weekend, and here comes the insult, right? Kids used to call him up and say, Stevie, I'm going to have a migraine tomorrow. And Stevie would be like, okay. And then he started to ask Stevie why, or ask kid why. Why? Because sometimes you have to take a day off to let the radio station know how bad it sounds when you're not on it.
No. That is the most kid thing yep. I have ever heard. It's job security, baby.
I was floored. I was absolutely floored. I thought he was giving me this opportunity to sort of flex a little bit, right? I will tell you a similar story that I have never told you yet before, Abby. Do you remember when, I think I might have been at Ole Miss.
Okay.
And were you and Mo hosting the show that day?
There have been a couple of days where Mo and I have looked at each other and gone, it's just you and I.
Yes.
And we have no preparation. We're just like winging it.
So the very first day that we did that when I was at Ole Miss, and Kristen was out that day also.
Uh-huh.
So it was the two of you guys, and I was supposed to be on the air, but we were having technical difficulties in the first hour and a half of the show, right? So you guys are doing the show, and the show sounds great. It sounds so good. Tommy and the engineers end up getting the engineering and the programming part perfect by like 7:15. You guys were vibing so well and the show was so good. I said to Tommy that morning, I want them to do the entire show by themselves so they can host the show by themselves and they can prove to themselves they can do it. So until I listened to the entire show, but I had the ability to be on, but that was like for you guys to grow in that position and really feel yourself, build the confidence that when we weren't around, you guys would be able to do it. That's what I thought kid was doing for me, which is one of the reasons of my thought of doing it for you and Mo, okay? So it wasn't that at all.
Are you sure? So when I go to morning show boot camp in 20 years, I'm not going to be talking to like Katie and she's be like, yeah, actually that day, he actually thought you guys sounded like doo-doo.
I was absolutely floored. I had to laugh about it because that really was Kid Craddock. Kid Craddock was the kind of guy, this is no BS story. The first time I ever even ran a board, doing the controls behind the board, everybody in there is talking and there's somebody like Tommy has to run everything and make sure the mics are up and you're going to commercials and everything. I had never done that before I got to Dallas. Never. When I was working in Washington, D.C. So I get to Dallas and Kid calls me up on the phone and he goes, okay, you're training on Saturday morning on how to run the board. Just want to let you know, be there Saturday at 9:00 in the morning. So I'm very nervous about it, but at least I'm going to learn. So if Kid needs me to run the board, I got it, right? I show up to the radio station. This is not a lie. This is not a lie. The guy running the board is blind. His name is Blind Blake.
No, it's not.
I swear to you, he is blind and he is teaching me how to run a board.
Oh my God. That's so impressive.
It's the blind leading the blind.
Yes. That's exactly what it was, man. And there was story after story like that. But on this particular one, where I was so stressed out and I'm coming in with 7 legal pads, right?
Wow.
And he's giving me this massive opportunity to showcase my talents. No, it was to showcase how bad the show sounded when I wasn't even there, man.
And that's why I have anxiety about leaving, because I don't want you guys to realize how good the show sounds when I'm not here.
It does play to every radio guy and woman's insecurity that when the host is out, is the show going to suck? Mm-hmm. Or so when we start to see comments now, when one of us is out, it just doesn't sound the same. Well, of course it can't sound the same. A major player is out. But I came in there eager, ready, so proud of myself, and I was set up because he knew it was going to suck.
I love that kid is still getting you from beyond.
Still, dead man insulted me.
The Bird Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.